1, and what we'll find are 20 quick commands from Paul to the church. 20 quick commands of really what you could say is, how do we present our bodies a living sacrifice? How do we be transformed by the renewing of our mind? How do we serve the Lord as a body of united members in the body? How do we do these things? What are the practical ways in which we are to get ready? And it's kind of like when you're getting ready in the morning with your kids for church. We do this. Kids, get ready for church. And then 5 minutes later, they're not ready for church. So then you start breaking it down. Okay, you need to get ready for church by doing this. First, wash your hands and your face because you have food all over your face from breakfast. Now, go get dressed. Now that you're dressed, put on socks. Put on socks. Put on socks, all right? Put on socks. Now that they have socks on, get your shoes on. After they've got their shoes on, put your coat on. Grab your Bible. All right, now let's go to the car, right? And that's almost kind of like what Paul is doing here. He's saying you're to be functioning as a healthy body, using your gifts among each other. And we're all kind of sitting there like, okay, but how exactly? Now Paul tells us how exactly. He's going to come alongside of us like that parent of a young child and go, put your jacket on, put your socks on, put your shoes on. That's what he does here for us. So may I remind us, first of all, though, before we even look at verse 9, where do these commands stem from? The gospel of Jesus Christ, the mercies of God. So may we not forget the very foundation of this chapter, of all these commands that we find throughout these following chapters, that Paul is urging the brethren by the mercies of God to live this way. We do not live this way as a church family to earn favor with God. We do not live this way as a church family to be just the greatest church that God would love. No, we live this way because God does love us, because Jesus has died for us, because we are forgiven in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Therefore, we respond in these ways. So, verse 9, let love be without hypocrisy. That is our first command. Let love be without hypocrisy.